Hello, this is Amanda with an article written by Fiona entitled How Bats, Brain Implants and the Number 8 Could Help Our Vision. Australian researchers are working to develop smart navigation glasses that use a technique similar to a bat's echolocation. Taking inspiration from how bats find their way around, the glasses are designed to help people navigate their surroundings when this is made difficult by blindness or low vision. In a news release, researchers at the University of Sydney describe how they have developed cutting-edge technology known as acoustic touch that helps people see using sound. These next-generation smart glasses translate visual information into distinct sounds. Smart glasses typically use computer vision and other sensory information to translate the wearer's surroundings into computer-synthesized speech, said distinguished Professor Chin Teng Lin, a global leader in brain-computer interface research at the university. Acoustic touch technology sonifies objects, creating unique sound representations as they enter the device's field of view. For example, the sound of rustling leaves might signify a plant, or a buzzing sound might represent a mobile phone, he said. The researchers tested the device with 14 participants, 7 of whom were blind or had low vision, and 7 blindfolded sighted volunteers who served as a control group. They found that the wearable device, similar to a pair of spectacles, equipped with acoustic touch technology, significantly increased the ability of the group to recognize and reach for objects without involving too much mental effort. Researchers believe the importance of developing this technology may help overcome everyday challenges, such as locating specific household items and personal belongings. If you find that news mind-boggling, consider the experience of 57-year-old Bernard Gomez, a former science teacher from Spain. She became a scientific subject herself in 2021, when after being blind for 16 years, she took part in an experiment to restore her ability to perceive light. At the Miguel Hernandez University in Elche, Spain, Bernard was fitted with an implant of 96 microelectrodes in the area of her brain responsible for visual processing. The implant was then paired with a video camera mounted in the center of a pair of glasses. After a training period, Bernard was able to decipher visual information that was fed from the camera directly to her brain. She could discern the outline of objects, identify left from right hand gestures, and even play maze-like video games. While Bernard's case marked a noteworthy advance, researchers are taking another step forward by making electrodes smaller so that a greater number can be fitted into a blind person's brain. They believe the more electrodes, the higher the visual resolution. With EU funding, researchers in Switzerland are developing high-performance electrodes that are around 4 times thinner than a human hair. And meanwhile in Chicago, actress Debbie Allen, one of the stars of the 1980s hit TV series Fame, has helped launch the GR8 eye movement with eye health charity Prevent Blindness. It comes after a survey showed that 95% of adult Americans at risk of certain retinal diseases know little or nothing about them. The campaign aims to address gaps in how we understand the risk of developing certain serious retinal diseases, such as wet, age-related macular degeneration, diabetic macular edema, and diabetic retinopathy. The campaign encourages participants to take a moment regularly to prioritize eye health by designating the 8th of every month as a day to think about their vision. The number 8 on its side looks like eyes and serves as a visual reminder for those who join the movement. And finally, the Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB, has launched a sonic logo. The 6-second sound features a group of people reciting RNIB, see differently. And we close with a clip of this new sonic logo.
RNIB. differently.
A sound you may be hearing often in the future.
DNF Soundings.